very much. Now let's move on to the other pulp item. Mm-hmm.
563, authorized joint application with the Port of Portland to the U.S. Department of Transportation for a Transportation Investment Generating Economic Recovery 7 discretionary grant in the amount of $11,033,000 for the Portland Marine Terminal Freight and Jobs Access Project.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, this application is to get the funds in order to complete a project that's very important to a number of our biggest employers that in South Rivergate that have over 2,400 jobs, many of them good middle-wage jobs, including Evraz Steel, Canpotex, Columbia Grain, et cetera. There's growing conflict between freight traffic and between rail traffic and truck freight traffic in South Rivergate. In more and more instances, the trucks have to wait for trains to go by because there's increasing unit train activity. And this is very disruptive to the activities of these businesses. So we're trying to get the money to build an above-grade crossing, in addition to improving a roadway and providing multimodal access to the South Rivergate. So we're partnering with the Port of Portland to make this Tiger Grant application. We would put up some SDC money as match. And again, this is a growing problem for these businesses, and it's a really important project that we really hope we can get the federal money for. And it's an emergency ordinance because the applications are actually due no later than June 4th. So it's a rather urgent emergency as it happens.
Commissioner Novick, when you and I were in Rivergate recently and we saw the trucks backed up and we saw the train that was blocking the road and they described having something that allowed you to go over, is that the location we're talking about?
Bob, that is the location, right? Yes, exactly.
Yeah, this project's been planned for quite a while and has great regional support. It's a good project. So I'm glad that that we're applying. Other council questions? Anyone want to speak on this item?
Mr. Lightning pulled it.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Watchdog X. The only concern I have on this is that on the ordinance it says that you could go as low as 20% on a match, and I noticed that you went 26%. Now, depending on what numbers you're using, your original project cost was $19,253,000. But my understanding also, you received a grant about a year ago for $3,220,000. So that would leave a remaining balance on the project of $16,033,000. Now, where I have a problem here is I think you used the 26% off the $19 million, which was the original project cost, but it wasn't backed out on the grant that was given about a year ago. Now, maybe my numbers are incorrect, but my calculations show that you were using the $19 million and not taking off the $3 million for an original grant already given. And when I'm talking that percentage of a 26% to a 20%, if we're using the original $19 million on the project cost, that comes up to about $1,155,180 difference. So that is a big number there when we're talking transportation to try to get as much funding as we can on this project. And then again, if we go down to the other number and we back it out to $3,220,000, we're talking a difference of about $961,980. So again, maybe I'm reading this incorrectly, but I'm not quite sure on where you took the 26% off on this grant. So that's what I'm pulled this for.
Mr. Lightning, it's a requirement that at least 20% of project costs must be provided from non-federal funds. I'd be happy to bring Bob Hillier up to explain the reasoning for the specific proposal that we have here.
Okay, thank you.
And the previous grant, if I remember, may have been for design, but I don't know if that's correct or not, Bob.
Bob Hillier, Portland Bureau of Transportation.
Push the button on the base of that mic there. There you go.
Okay, Bob Lear, City Portland Bureau of Transportation. You're saying there's a minimum grant requirement match of 20%. Again, this is a very competitive grant process. We're competing with the rest of the nation, basically. So to be more competitive, because this is the third time we've tried for this Tiger Grant for this project, we wanted to put in a little bit more to show more commitment on part of the region for this. So that's
okay.
The rationale for that.
Yeah, okay. All right. Makes sense. Thank you.
If I might ask real fast, where did you use the 26% off of? Was that the overall project cost less the already grant that was received for the $3,220,000?
What was that for, Bob? Was that
the $3.2 million grant, we got that about 2 years ago. That was federal funds. We cannot use that for match. So we used, again, the port put the numbers together, and I believe it's for the total $19 million.
Okay, very good. You've answered my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both. Okay, further, anyone else want to speak? Further council discussion? Then we'll take a roll call on the emergency ordinance.
Fish?
Thank you, Steve, and good luck this time. Aye.
Novick?
Let's cross our fingers. Aye.
Fritz?
I was at the gathering in North Portland yesterday, and Sharon Nassett brought up this very challenge and reported that we've lost a major employer who was planning to relocate to the area and didn't after they got stuck at the intersection for too long after viewing the site. So this is obviously huge, and it's good to be doing something which is going to benefit the port and our businesses. Freight is very important. Aye.
Yeah, this is a great project. Hopefully the third time will be the charm. In my previous consulting career, I did get the chance to go watch Mayor Ralph Becker cut the ribbon on a project that succeeded on its third attempt. So don't give up hope, maybe with a little more match this time and showing that we're serious and that it's well supported by the whole region, that the federal government will finally smile on this good idea. Good luck. Aye.
Thank you, Bob. Mayor and Council.
Thank you. Thanks.